KSR News. I'm John Scott.
The White House says the economy is getting stronger at President Trump's 100-day mark. White House correspondent Greg Clunkston with a report.
The stock market is down and consumer confidence has dropped, but Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president is delivering on his promise to lower prices.
Prices across the board for everyday goods have seen declines since this president was inaugurated.
As for market uncertainty, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says that's good for Donald Trump's negotiations.
He is more concerned about getting the best possible trade deals.
And Bessent promises more price relief when Congress passes a tax cuts bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Foreign correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports at Spain's largest train stations. Droves of travelers waited this morning to board trains or to rebook tickets for journeys that were canceled or disrupted on Monday.
At Atocha station in Madrid, hundreds of people stood near screens waiting for updates. Many had spent the night at the station wrapped in blankets provided by the Red Cross at around 1 a.m. Similar scenes played out at Barcelona's science station. Jaime Toledo, a 39-year-old lawyer from Brazil, says he and his partner just couldn't continue with their trip.
We did everything walking, all the stores were closed. And we had to stay at the hotel waiting for the electricity to come back the whole day.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Job openings in the United States fell in March. U.S. employers posted 7.2 million vacancies in March. That's down from 7.5 million in February and 8.1 million in March 2024. It was the fewest number of openings since September and below what economists had forecast. On Wall Street, the Dow had 363 points, the Nasdaq adding 132. This is SRN News. Who is a regular churchgoer?
It depends on who you ask. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that amongst Protestant Christians in this country, 59% say you have to go at least once a week to be considered a regular. The funny thing is, Protestant pastors are much less strict about it. The Lifeway report indicates that just 16% of clergymen say you have to be there every week to be considered a regular churchgoer. Overall, regular church attendance is down across the board. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Iran is surging. According to Article 18, a British human rights group, nearly 100 believers were sentenced to prison for their faith in 2024 by Iranian courts. That's a 600% increase over 2023. The U.S. Commission on International Freedom is also concerned about so-called Muslim morality police. They abuse Christians on the streets. This is SRN News. Elon Musk's Starlink internet service getting some competition from Jeff Bezos and Amazon.
The first 27 Amazon satellites of more than 3,000 planned were launched into orbit from Florida. By comparison, Starlink already has more than double that number, now providing internet service to millions of customers. They include individuals, businesses, and governments. Among them, for now, Ukraine during the long war following Russia's invasion.
The BBC's Lily Jamali. The Trump administration expected to soon say whether it intends to stand by strict drinking water standards for forever chemicals set last year. The EPA said PFAS increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, certain cancers, and babies being born with low birth weight. But reducing PFAS could be costly for thousands of water utilities. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.